Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Yesterday, which was the 4th of July, was as painfully and quintessentially American as any 4th of July I can ever remember. Of course, there was a mass shooting, and it was literally at a 4th of July parade as a shooter with what appeared to be an AR-15 rained down on the parade from a balcony and was later, as you can expect, because he was white, peacefully arrested by police. That's after killing at least 6 people, shooting dozens more, and terrorizing that community. And there were more mass shootings all over the country yesterday, this weekend, this month, this year. As of yesterday, and I have to say that because we don't know how many more have happened since, as of yesterday, the country has had 309 mass shootings this year, more than most countries will see in their entire history. It's a problem that this country refuses to address. I want to unpack and explain what I know about what happened yesterday, and we'll go from there. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
We are at a point in the United States of America that when people from around the world think of this country, they think of mass shootings. Mass shootings and gun violence are now such an intricate part of the American experience that there is a real argument that mass shootings are the American brand. Like, the American brand is mass shootings happen here every day. In fact, happen multiple times a day, 7 days a week, every day of the month, month after month after month. In all 50 states, they're happening everywhere. And we are in some ways desensitized to them because they happen so frequently that we are only shocked, or the better word may be, we are only appalled when something like killing 19 children and 2 school teachers happens. Because the truth is, multiple mass shootings happened yesterday and the day before that, and they happened last Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday. They happen every day, and you can only be so shocked, so surprised, because they happen so damn often. Yesterday, there was a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. People keep calling it Chicago. It's not Chicago. It's a suburb of Chicago. And I have to say that because very quickly people were trying to blame this mass shooting on black folk in Chicago. And it's like, no, this was a conservative white man shooting white people in Highland Park, Illinois. And most mass shooters are white men. The overwhelming majority of them are. And, you know, there was this thought that if mass shootings primarily targeted white people, maybe white people would do something about it. It's like, no. Even when mass shootings kill scores of white folk, they don't do anything about it. Nothing substantive, not to actually change it, not to ban assault weapons, not to really have rigorous background checks, not to require training that you have to renew frequently. And at this parade, you can literally see bands marching down the street as bullets began to fly. And I was in a marching band when I was in high school. If you've ever played in a marching band, you can really only hear yourself and the instruments to the left and the right and in front of you and behind you. And so as the marching band kept playing, you start seeing people just run in every direction. The marching band just keeps marching forward because they don't see the people running and they don't hear the gunshots. And it's like something out of a monster movie, like an alien movie where people are literally just running for cover and the band just keeps playing. And what the band didn't know was that a white man had gotten an assault rifle and set himself up on what looks like to be a balcony there and just started firing indiscriminately at people, murdering at least six people, maiming dozens of others, leaving a bloodbath in his wake. And you will see many of us, and I put myself in that boat, you'll see many of us in some ways frustrated because we see this mass shooter who appears to be an avid Trump supporter, whose father was a complete Trump nut as well. We see that he fled police. And police say, that's the word they use, that he fled police. And they chased him and caught him and arrested him, even though he slaughtered six people, maimed over 30 more, critically injuring, permanently injuring dozens of people beyond the six innocent men and women that he murdered. And he was somehow peacefully arrested. Unlike Jaylen Walker, who police fired 90 shots at, hit at least 60 times, who was unarmed when they shot and killed him. And so it is hard for many of us to even focus on the victims of this mass shooting because we are also so deeply frustrated by the great inequity in how police treat some people and not others. Because it appears that time and time and time again, there were multiple police officers last week shot and killed. One white man shot and killed three police last week, was taken in alive. And he killed their police dog. And they still took the man in alive after he killed three officers. Another white man shot and killed one cop and seriously injured another. He was taken in alive without a scratch. Not Jaylen Walker. Not this mass shooter. Not the Buffalo mass shooter. Not the Charleston mass shooter. Those white men are always taken in alive. And here we are. Angry, frustrated. Not only did my family, but I saw fewer families just not even think about fireworks or festivities. Like we cooked out together. We loved each other's company and presence. We watched a movie together. It's like, damn, this country and all of its injustice and all of its violence. This country, I feel like, is finally wearing on the majority of its citizens. And many of us, it's been wearing on us since the day we were born, but other people, it's just now catching up with them. This place is a mess. And yes, if you're a listener of The Breakdown, you'll probably say, Sean, this place has always been a mess. Of course it has. But it pains me because so much of what is ugly about this country is predictable, could be changed, could be addressed. But I've said this dozens of times over the years we've done this podcast. This nation seems completely unwilling to honestly, earnestly, critically address its hardest problems, not just on the federal level, often on the state level and on the city level. The hard problems we have that have solutions and could be solved in our lifetime. This country is just unwilling to do it. Listen, love and appreciate all of you. If you're not yet a member of the North Star, go now and join at thenorthstar.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you're doing well in spite of all the things that are draining us and exhausting us every day. Love and appreciate each of you. Take care, everybody. Break it down. The break.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.